Florida Republicans won elections up and down the ballot by staggering margins this year. Some political experts say this election could mark the end of Florida's longtime status as the biggest swing state in the country. But Democrats and third-party groups say it's too soon to put Florida squarely in the red. Here's NPR's Ashley Lopez.
This past election was a hard one for Democrats here in Florida. It was always going to be that way, says Dwight Bullard with Florida Rising, a local social justice group in Miami.
You know, a lot of the political tailwinds had already been established. A lot of, you know, if we were going to use the analogy of a track meet, folks had already started running a few meters ahead by the time large-scale Democratic organization got off the ground.
Left-leaning groups in Florida say they just didn't catch up. On the conservative side, Anthony Verdugo with Christian Family Coalition of Florida says groups like his have been working hard for years.
The governor's office and the Republican Party focused on a very aggressive voter registration campaign. Florida has always, since its founding, been a majority Democrat registered state. December of last year, we crossed the threshold.
Verdugo says his own group registered about 1,300 conservative faith voters in just a three-week period last fall. Plus, he says, Republicans had leadership in Governor Ron DeSantis, who Verdugo says should get a lot of credit for rallying the base by running on a lot of cultural issues.
And I think that that, combined with everything that the Republican Party did right, made it lopsided and became all the difference in the world.
DeSantis won his reelection by almost 20 points. Up and down the ballot, Republicans did almost just as well. Joshua Karp, a Democratic strategist, says he's skeptical, though, that this amounts to a huge political victory led by DeSantis.
He won about 4.1 million votes 4 years ago. He won about 4.6 million votes this time. So he certainly increased by a few hundred thousand people the size of his coalition. In a state like Florida, that's a few percentage points. What really happened is Democrats did not show up to the polls.
Statewide turnout was down by more than 500,000 votes compared to 2018. Desa Petit with the Florida Immigrant Coalition says she was pleading with national donors to help them get out the vote.
The investment went down a lot. The donors pulled back because I think they kind of, I don't know, maybe they lost faith in the party altogether.
4 years ago, money was flowing into Florida for groups like Petit's. DeSantis won his governor's race by just 0.4% that year. But he says this lack of funding is why Miami-Dade County in particular saw a 10 percentage point drop in turnout. She says this is why national donors can't just pick and choose what years to invest here.
Florida is not a state that you can date. You got to get into a relationship, a committed relationship with Florida.
Groups suspect another setback was when ahead of the election, DeSantis announced his brand new elections crimes unit arrested 20 people who voted in 2020, despite a prior felony conviction that precluded them from having the right to vote. However, Dwight Bullard with Florida Rising said they were all given voter registration cards by the state, and this confusion created a chilling effect.
What we were hearing on the ground was people who had the right to vote, feeling as though if I did it, it might actually get me arrested. Again.
Bullard and other left-leaning groups say none of this, though, has deterred them from continuing their work in Florida. They say they hope the 2024 election will show Democrats that Florida is still a state worth investing in. Ashley Lopez, NPR News, Miami.